Chazanish in Perek Aleph, Oitei, discusses another aspect of the human body. I thought just maybe to be mocked in with a mashal that bring out the point like the Chazanish himself does generally. And that is, imagine if you had a shirt, and every shirt has 5-6 buttons and a few buttons by the sleeves, and you take off one of the buttons, stick it in a drawer, fill up the drawer with milk, and come back, and you find that every button produced an entire shirt. And every shirt that it produced actually has buttons on it, and each one of those buttons you could just take off and put into the drawer, and also produce more shirts. Obviously it sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. However, that's exactly what human reproduction is. And if you think about it, without getting to human, which is what the Chazanish discusses, is how every seed works. You have an apple seed. Inside the single apple seed is the ability to create millions of apples in one apple seed. One apple seed you put into the ground and it turns into an entire tree, and each tree has, if you have hundreds of apples every single year, and every apple has 10 seeds, and each one of the 10 seeds can produce an entire tree. It's astounding when you think about it. And this is all supposedly happened by itself. Obviously not. That's exactly what the Chazanish starts off. He says, we have a well-designed program, Mulefet Sapiri Hatzpuna, which is like dazzling in its wisdom, Hamiida al Kishrin Poyalo, which bears witness to the intelligence and the talent of the Creator. Asher ein koyach la'adam l'chaykrei. There's no way to really plumb the depths of the wisdom of the Rebbeinu Shelolam. We lost this like tehila v'shavach. We can't properly give praise and thanks to Rebbeinu Shelolam. What is that referring to? Ha'technis shel hazivug zachar v'nekiva. The program which is designed to create reproduction, kidei lafteach nitzchias ha'olam, so that the Rebbeinu Shelolam ensures and guarantees that eternity of the world. Pliyas hakelim shel hamin l'chol echad. First of all, the different body parts of each gender that work together, or brias haratzon mukhlal avtachas inyonim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that there's a desire that you guarantee that even with the ability, it's with this, with all seeds, all apple seeds and any other type of thing, flowers also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that it continues. The wind blows the seeds, or the bees bring pollen from one to the next, and that's what germinates it. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, beside for setting the program up, he also ensures that the program is going to continue. And therefore, when Chazal say that when they're mivatal the yitzur the avodah zarah, they also want to be mivatal the yitzur of harayis, and they're mivatal the yitzur of harayis, and all the chickens stop laying eggs. That's what happened. There was no rutzen. There was no desire. There was no interest. Besides for the program being set into place, you have to have the ability and interest to use the program. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates that also. And because we're so used to it, we don't appreciate what it really is. Appreciate exactly how it works and how the seed of a human being is much smaller than any seed at the time of conception is much smaller than any fruit seed, than a sesame seed even. It's much smaller than a sesame seed. And inside this tiny little seed is all the organs and all the body parts and the heart and the lungs and the ability to reproduce. Also, once again, that each one of those seeds is able to reproduce and reproduce. When you think about it, in one seed, supposedly Avigdor Miller used to carry apple seeds in his pocket. It was the one thing that he carried in his jacket pocket. Because if you have an apple seed, you think about what an apple seed is. What is contained in a single apple seed. They say that the atom bomb is the best thing, that you split an atom and you can create a explosion that's really the basis for the atom bomb, depending on how many explosives you put together. But Be'etzem, the splitting a single atom, every single, my Rebbe in ninth grade used to say that every button on your shirt contains enough atoms to blow up the entire world. That means there's so much potential koyach in every single tiny thing, and that's really what's in, if you think about it, what's in an apple seed. There's so much koyach, there's so much potential in every single seed to create millions and millions and millions of apples in one tiny little seed. This tiny little seed is trees and apples and more trees and more trees. And kal vachomer, when it comes to human beings, oid min ha'alomis, additional to the wondrous hidden things in the world, marhivei ayin, it's awesome to the amazing to the eye to behold, umafliyei lev, and wondrous to the heart, yitziras ha'adam bebeten imoy, is the creation of the child in his mother's womb, in the mother's stomach, v'dirasei shama tishei rachim, and his ability to live there for 9 months, b'chaim sudarim, chaim ni'imim, hoylech v'godel, hoylech u'mitzpateach, with his life is totally set up, totally beautiful, he develops, and comes at the exact time, and the doors open up, and he comes out. Which is, it's truly amazing if you think about it. He doesn't live like a regular human lives by eating food and drinking. He has a pipe. As soon as, at the time of conception, a pipe comes from the mother to the child, and through the mother, the child gets all the necessary vitamins and ingredients to create a proper human being. And to think about how everything works, how exactly the body knows exactly what to do and what to create and how to send the food of the mother and how to break it down that the baby should be able to use it and how the baby is able to live there without having his... It says, Chazal say in Nido, that everything is exactly opposite when the child is in the mother's stomach as when it comes out. When it's in the mother's stomach, so then its eyes are closed and its mouth is closed and its nose is closed and it doesn't breathe b'chlal. And as soon as... And it gets all its food from its mother and as soon as it's born, everything switches. Its mouth opens and its eyes. The reason why a baby cries as soon as the baby is born is because it's taking a breath of air for the first time. He's not able to manage it. So everything switches in a split second. Everything switches. Chazal say everything that's open closes. Everything that's closed opens. And I was just reading today in this book, Design a World, that I've mentioned that there's a little split in the heart, in between the two ventricles, that is open at the time of when he's in the mother's stomach, and it closes at the exact time of birth. It says over there that the scientist, he says, we have no way to explain exactly how this happens, but how it knows to close up and how it closes by itself. It wouldn't close up, it would kill the child. Because the ventricles, the two sides of the heart, have to do two totally different things. In the mother's stomach, it does the same thing, basically. But once it's born, then the baby has to start beating his heart. His heart has to start pumping blood to his entire body, which is about 76,000 miles of blood vessels in 1 second. This tiny baby that's just been born a few seconds ago, so his heart starts beating and pumping blood to thousands of miles through thousands of miles of blood vessels to appreciate it. But more, what he's focusing on is to appreciate what's going on in the mother's stomach. How it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The Rambam writes that the Ramban Kiyodua said about Aristotle. We'd call him a Chocham HaRosha, a Yevani HaRosha. He says that he was makfish anything that he didn't see with his own eyes. Anything that he couldn't understand didn't exist. So he says, the Rambam writes that if you would explain to Aristotle, had he never seen a herd of birth, and he would explain to him how a child lives in the mother's stomach for 9 months, he says he would write it off as ludicrous. Because it makes no sense. It doesn't stem with anything that we know to be true. It doesn't stem with how he can't breathe and to eat and b'chulu. It makes no sense. And Taka makes no sense. Taka makes no sense. We're used to a totally different way of living. And the baby is totally, and he lives there and everything is great. And he develops at an insane speed. At a much greater development. What a baby does in a month inside the mother's womb is years. It could be outside. Especially from that, at the onset, at the original set, how he changes from a sesame seed, a period at the end of a sentence, to an entire working body in a few months, is not to be believed. The whole the Aruch B'Soyda Yitzira, and this is all set in to the secrets of creation. Koiches Mishulovis Ishala Choisoy, it's different koiches that are intertwined one to the next. The whole Agalgalim Soyvavim El Mishmartam, and every cog of the Bria is turning in its set place, v'chol oifen, and every wheel, shemer tafkidoi, it keeps its job, v'sheike, and it's diligent, al v'edosai, v'mihiris neflo, exactly knows every cell in the body, of the billions of cells that the body has, knows exactly what it's supposed to do, and what it's supposed to produce, and what it's supposed to and how it's supposed to give over to the next, it's used its tafkid to ensure that the baby is healthy. Ad shemayitzim lapoyel, until they're able to produce yelet chayim chudash mitzuchtach. It actually creates a new child who is pristine, who is perfect. This is Ba'atzim, what the entire Bria was for the human being. That was what the Seif Ma'isa Machshav Atchila, even though it was Seif Ma'isa, it was on Yom Shishi, but that was the Machshav Atchila to have a human being. Exactly, the body knows to change as soon as the baby is born. The mother's body starts producing milk for the child. At the beginning, the first few days, it actually produces a different type of liquid, which is better for the child at that stage. And it changes with the stages of the child. If you look at Materno, you go to the Zvad, Rav Shifman, Mashgiach Yer Neret Yisrael, he says over that, if you look at the side of the Materna, the formula, the Israeli formula here, it says there's more than 50 ingredients on the side, and vitamins and different nutrients and all the different, and still says on the bottom that mother's milk is the best for the child. Right? 50 ingredients. It says the mother's milk happens automatically. As soon as the baby's born, there's mother's milk. It's the best milk. It changes. Materna switches. You have Shlav 1, Shlav 2, Shlav 3. As the baby gets bigger, you have to switch it. The mother's body does it by itself, and it works with supply and demand. The more that the child demands, the more that the body is able to supply. If you think about it, it's the machine is a crazy machine, like we've mentioned in the past with the cow. Victor Miller always says, he says, right? If you can find a machine that you feed it grass and out comes milk, says, where would you find such a machine? You stick in grass, and out comes milk. So that's a cow. So it's a human being, right? You stick in chalent, and out comes milk. It's mind-boggling when you think about it, and it's exactly at the right time the body produces it, and exactly switches with the development of the child. This is all mitzav abari koich sheifan iflo believe ha'im latapolim yinik shelo belileos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands a desire, a tremendous desire in a mother's heart to take care of the child. Where would that come from? He says va'anu koyin I say ahava et shelaim letzatzeh sheifan letzviyim letzviyos. We call it love. Where does this love come from? Try getting a woman to take care of somebody else's child like this, right? It's mamash a special bria of ava that the Ribbono Shel gives to a parent to take care of the child, despite the fact that they have to be up in the middle of the night, despite the fact that they have to change all the diapers, despite the fact that they have to, how much time and effort and sweat and tears and is invested into every child. Where does a person get these kirchas from? Because it's broke ava, love. What do you mean? It's my child. What do you mean it's your child? So what? Therefore what? You're willing to do this for anybody else's child? No, but it's my child. Therefore what? The British then gives a special koyach. Who knows lichal koyach? He gives you eitzim l'kinichnis, and he gives you the ava, he gives you the eitzis, he gives you whatever you need. Gam huchan koyach poil b'yonik ha-yulod limitzeit shedei imoy le'tanik al-chalman. Also, the child is, when he's seconds old, he already knows how to suck. He already knows how to suck at his mother to be able to get the milk. Where does he get this instinct from? How does he know what to do? This is all the Ribbono Shel Olam gives every child, every creature, every creation, the exact instincts that it needs to know at the exact time. And he enjoys the milk, and that's all that he wants. He's not interested in chocolate at the beginning, right? He's exactly what he needs, exactly at the time that he needs it, to produce the most tremendous creation that the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind.